My name is Donald Albrecht, and I'm the curator of architecture and design at the Museum of the City of New York. What's fascinating about Norman Bel Geddes is he works on many different scales. So in addition, in the 1930s, in addition to designing the spectacular vision of the future at the General Motors Pavilion at the World's Fair, he also designed the one of the most important kitchen stoves that actually is very much like the kitchen stove we use today, that has a kind of a metal frame and that has porcelainized panels put on top of it, that was very different from the big cast iron stove that was on legs. He also designed plastic radios in 1940 that are all featured in the exhibition. He designed chrome cocktail sets from the 1930s. He designed something that nobody uses anymore, seltzer bottles. Before carbonation, you probably carbonated your own water. He was a big producer on, a big designer, lighting designer, costume designer on Broadway in the 1920s. He was recently described as the Leonardo da Vinci of the 20th century because much of his work, because he works in so many different fields, like Leonardo da Vinci did, and because he's oftentimes more of a thinker and a visualizer than he is a realizer. So it's the big themes that he's addressing in the 20th century that I think makes him Da Vinci-like. I don't think he's quite at the level of Leonardo da Vinci, but I think he's comparable in his diversity. What never leaves him, even though he leaves the theater itself, the theatrical never leaves him. Everything he always does is very, very theatrical. Much like the way we go to restaurants today, where there's a feeling of the theatrical, where you're put on a stage, Bel Geddes very much is a pioneer of that idea. What's interesting about Bel Geddes and his peers is, like Apple today, finds the design of the product very significant and the stylish packaging is very significant. Bel Geddes and his generation developed that idea with American industry.